This is Wild About Utah.
The Bridgeland Audubon Society has enjoyed another productive Cache Valley Christmas bird count, and the participation of volunteers watching from home has proven as valuable as ever, because despite the roving teams of volunteers covering the farms, wetlands, canyons, and mountains in the established 177-square-mile count circle, the home sector sometimes contributes species missed by the driving and hiking teams. Either way, birds connect us because everyone who spends at least a few minutes counting birds is an important part of assisting the Audubon Society in generating community science data for the conservation of birds and the habitat they need. The Audubon Society for the Protection of Birds was established in 1886 by George Bird Grinnell, who was inspired by the conservation ethic of his tutor and mentor, Lucy Bakewell Audubon, the widow of naturalist and artist John James Audubon. Grinnell published the Audubon magazine, which constituted one of the first efforts to preserve bird species decimated by the women's hat trade, hunting, and loss of habitat. Many of the early members were women who, ironically, would attend society meetings wearing plumed hats. Grinnell is credited as the architect of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, an effort which took over a decade of advocacy and the many voices of Audubon chapter members. The legacy of the Migratory Bird Treaty is the recognition that these magnificent birds are held in public trust and shared by all citizens. Our responsibility is to make sure that this legacy endures by conserving and managing migratory birds and their habitats for future generations to enjoy. And while the Migratory Bird Treaty Act is the cornerstone of migratory bird management across North America, anyone can help by participating in community science bird counts. Highlights from this year's Christmas Bird Count Home Sector reports include a few species not seen last year, such as cedar waxwing, which can be attracted to gardens with a songbird border of juniper berries, hawthorn, serviceberry, and red osier dogwood. Also seen, the ruby-crowned kinglet, one of North America's smallest birds, which can linger because in addition to insects, it will also eat berries and suet at feeders. The red-breasted nuthatch feeds mainly on insects and spiders in summer, but in winter it eats many seeds, especially those of conifers. Seed-eating boreal visitors, including several sparrow species and the dark-eyed junco, will benefit from your letting things go literally to seed. The American and lesser goldfinch and the pine siskin can be seen feasting on the tiny seeds and dried wild sunflowers, coneflowers, and black-eyed Susans. This year, we added the elusive cassiar, a dark-eyed junco race also known as the Rocky Mountain junco, which is rare to spot anywhere. The cassiar resembles a slate junco, but with a hood darker than its back. It is set apart from the more common Oregon, slate, pink-sided, and gray-headed juncos. This is an exciting addition to our local Christmas bird count checklist and was made possible by someone watching the birds outside their window. To paraphrase Louis Pasteur, who observed that in science, chance favors a prepared mind, well, in bird watching, the more you know, the more you notice. I'm Hillary Shugart with the Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I am Wild About Utah.